AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Rena Roy. The National Guard is being mobilized to help deal with the large wildfires on Maui. Fierce hurricane winds are driving the flames with heavy damage in Lahaina. ABC's Alex Stone says tourists are being told to leave.
In a just-issued emergency declaration for Maui, all non-essential travel to the island is now being discouraged, and those planning to stay in West Maui, where most of the big resorts are, being told they may not have a hotel room to stay in any longer. Resources will be prioritized for Maui residents who need help. The proclamation is telling visitors to Maui to depart the island as soon as possible. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Federal authorities say a man was killed during an FBI raid in Provo, Utah. Agents were trying to execute a search warrant to arrest a suspect identified as Craig Robertson in connection with making threats against President Biden and other officials. The White House announced it is launching an online portal to track heat-related illnesses across the nation. It's called EMS Heat Tracker. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced he's immediately suspending the state attorney for Orlando. The move comes after Monique Worrell's office was criticized for not doing more to keep a suspect behind bars when he was arrested earlier this year. That suspect is now accused of shooting two Orlando police officers. Worrell calls the move a political hit job.
I am your duly elected state attorney for the 9th Judicial Circuit, and nothing done by a weak dictator can change that.
Worrell says she will continue to run for re-election. Self-driving taxis could be revving up. The California Public Utilities Commission is set to vote tomorrow on whether to authorize two companies to deploy self-driving taxis across San Francisco. A new study out of Harvard suggests sugary drinks increase the risk for liver cancer, especially in women. Researchers found women who had just one sugar-sweetened drink per day had an 85% higher risk for the disease. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A free speech expert has some issues with Boston's new rules for public comments at meetings. A new rule forbids attacks on people, groups, or organizations. Boston leaders say it's to prevent disorderly conduct at meetings, but a political scientist at UW-Madison tells Channel 8 in La Crosse that it sounds like it could be an unconstitutional infringement on freedom of speech. Wisconsin wildlife officials are reminding people to be careful when swimming or boating. At least 9 people have died in Wisconsin lakes and rivers, including no fewer than 5 last weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says wear a life jacket whenever you're on a boat. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And more at scotchamamas.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Good to have you with us. Usually Jeff Stein joins us a little bit later on. Not today, but don't worry. We've got Jolene Jones is going to join us. She is from the Native American Community Development Institute with their voting program. We're going to talk about that. Make voting a tradition. That big program coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. And Cliff Schechter is kind enough to join us right now. Cliff Schechter, of course, you can find his Blue Amp YouTube channel. That's YouTube, / Cliff Schechter, C. Schechter. I'll link to all that a little bit later on. And we're going to have you on the air soon. I know you got to run for a flight later on, so we don't have a lot of time today. But I saw a photo of you with the guitar player from Def Leppard last night. What in the, you know Mark Hamill and Def Leppard?
First of all, hello.
Hi, man.
Thanks for having me on. I also know Matt McNeil, who's a pretty famous radio personality in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and other spots. So, I mean, I'd say that's pretty important, too.
Sometimes I drop off your Uber Eats, yes.
it's a strange story, but I suppose not as strange a story when you look at, some of the work I do. There's people that are passionate about key issues. You know, Mark is passionate about gun safety, and Phil I met. I mean, that was a whole strange experience. It's Phil Collin, the guitarist. I met him because there was a short period of time when Howard Stern first went to Sirius. You know, they had all this extra space there where they're putting on new shows, and Robin Quivers, you know, his I don't know, want to call her a sidekick, because Robin's got a pretty big name of her own at this point. You know, she had a show and she wanted to talk about politics, entertainment. And long story short, somebody who used to book me in D.C. had gone to work for Stern. And she had two famous people on, Phil Collin and Lisa Lampanelli, the comedian. And she's like, I want somebody who understands politics and can talk about stuff, but also doesn't take themselves too seriously, who can laugh with us. And this guy, my friend John, was like, I know just the guy. And so I was booked on this show, and it was a blast. This was probably about 8, 9, 10 years ago. And I met Phil, and, you know, we were both on the panel together, and we hit it off. And he's the nicest guy in the world. And so when Def Leppard comes through town, when they're anywhere near here or we're out somewhere where they're playing, you know, we check in every once in a while because he cares about politics. He gives us backstage passes.
Outstanding.
So, It was amazing. I'm a fan of, I'm a big fan of everything from sort of classic rock to rock and roll, hair metal, 80s rock, you name it. And they're kind of a mixture of some of those things. And Motley Crue was there, too. And so was Alice Cooper, who puts on this incredible show. So, yeah, we drove up to Columbus, which is about an hour and a half from here. Spent a good 8 hours watching music.
Wow.
It was fun.
Very cool. It was awesome. Very cool. I did have Ilhan Omar on with me last Thursday, so I guess you and I, we do run in some circles.
Well, you know, it's inevitable if you do media stuff and you do the stuff that we do. There are some people, whether they're elected officials or celebrities in entertainment, music or whatever, who are passionate about this stuff. I mean, there's a few other famous folks that I know, too. And it's not that I'm the coolest person in the world. It's that they're passionate about stuff and I end up working with them on stuff. So it's pretty cool.
You are pretty cool, dude. Don't undersell yourself. You are pretty cool. All right, so let's not bury the lead. Ohio last night, Republicans trying to change the game, the playing field to try to stop the other team from scoring. It blew up in their face. It ended up being, I think, a 13-point win, voting down the change to the Constitution, which, what was it, a 60% margin, a threshold would have been, what would have happened if it passed?
Yeah, I mean, the entire combination of everything they did was about as corrupt, about as undemocratic as it possibly gets. I mean, it all starts with a gerrymandered state legislature that refused They kept slow walking court orders for them to draw fairer maps so that in the end they ran out the clock. They should have been held in contempt and thrown in prison. They were held in contempt, but they weren't thrown in prison, Republican state legislators. And we ended up netting an extra seat, so it did some good that this state Supreme Court kept pressuring them. But it should be a much more fairly drawn district, drawn districts. And the reason why that matters is because now they're scared because they still control a lot they should not control. You know, Donald Trump had 53% of the vote here. They have 67% of the state House seats, to give you an idea, 79% of the state Senate seats. It's ridiculous. It doesn't represent Ohio's a couple-point Republican lead. Right. So they're worried that ballot measures will be where they'll be defeated. So even after they themselves just made these, I don't know if illegal is the right word, but they made it so that they got rid of these August special elections because they blamed Democrats for them and said that they were the reason they were a big waste of money. Well, magically, once they learned we're going to put this pro-choice, measure on the ballot in November, and that two polls showed we had 58% and 59% support for it, respectively, they fell in love with August special elections again. So they decided they wanted to preempt us, and before we could vote in November, require us to get 60%. Mm-hmm. It was obvious what they're doing. It's no different than what Mitch McConnell's done in the U.S. Senate, where he requires 60% so that we don't pass all sorts of things that have the support of over 50%, in terms of the senators. And a lot of people got it. And, there's a huge movement to turn folks out and let people know that these corrupt, the exact reason we passed ballot measures. It was a great speech that Teddy Roosevelt gave at the convention where they added them 100-plus years ago, 1912, saying that corrupt state legislators and judges who had been bought off and, could hide and no longer were representative of the people and that we needed these. I mean, does that sound like something that could be written today?
Oh, yeah.
So that's, these guys are protecting themselves. They lost. They lost in an embarrassing way. And the best part of all is it was led by our corrupt Secretary of State, who I can go into his career, but tied to this huge bribery scandal here. He didn't get indicted, but tied to one of the biggest scandals in the history of Ohio. And he's also magically, running against Sherrod Brown. And so he was pushing it too. And so it's a huge defeat for him. Any huge defeat for him is a good thing for us.
When I was watching that, and I always do love election nights because I love how they break down and you can see the real, how the places are voting. Here's the thing that's got to be giving Republicans in that state a nightmare right now. Because they basically threw out any moderate stances they had, embraced a far-right policy, and focused most of their attention at getting rural areas to go vote, what they have done is not only have they forsaken the urban areas, but in a lot of Ohio, Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, it looked like, as I was looking at the map, they've wiped out their vote totals in the suburbs in a lot of these cities as well.
Yeah, what they've been doing is, and this is a trend that's been going on across the country. When it was about, when it was about regulations and it was about taxes and, land use and some of these sorts of things, they won moderate conservative and conservative voters who often were people that worked at companies, executives, but, other type folks like that, small business people, who just, wanted there to be less paperwork, someone who owns their own business. I'm not saying I agree with them, but I get the fact that that's what was frustrating them. I believe it's justified and we need all that, but that's a different conversation. But now they didn't sign up for the culture wars. They didn't sign up for, in some of these moderate suburbs, the demonizing of your children because they're gay. They didn't sign up for having to worry when their kids leave that day that they won't see them again because Republicans think that we need to do nothing about the fact that unhinged people without background checks can get their hands on weapons of war. They didn't sign up for their 11-year-old daughters, if they end up getting raped, being forced to give birth to a child of that rapist, and then that rapist potentially having rights of visitation. These are just some of the more insane things that these people are passing. They're also trying to go back to more about the fracking and oil and gas and this kind of thing, and turn away from clean energy, even though we have the second most infrastructure for clean energy naturally here in Ohio after California of all states. They want to take us backwards on all of these things, and people are rejecting it. And it's, what's interesting is the non-religious extremists, you know, it was blue-collar voters in Northeast Ohio here. Now, they didn't just lose suburbanites. They lost a whole lot of them, and they're the ones who bought Trump's pitch on, you know, when Trump pretended he was a trade warrior and all that, which, of course, was all just garbage and demagoguery. But that's the actual reason they often vote for Sherrod Brown, too. You know, they may disagree with us on a whole lot of issues because Sherrod Brown actually does try to pass fair trade agreements and does try to protect their wages, you know, and Trump had betrayed them with plants. He said, we're going to be there. And so there's a lot of reason for hope there that, that these folks were the ones who said, this is ridiculous. And they walked away from this and they were with us too. So they're losing suburbanites, but they're even losing around the margins now rural voters too, which is incredible. And the last thing I'll say, not to mention, you know, there was a study that was just done in both Florida and Ohio, and it showed that they're literally the differential because of the right acting like a bunch of morons and telling their people not to get vaccinated. It just made a legitimate difference. Like, once there were vaccines available, something like a surplus of 12,000 Republicans have died here. Mm-hmm. So they seem to want to kill themselves. And, you know, when you're dead, you can't vote. I'm not saying, obviously, that's responsible, that's not enough, but, you know, around the margins on things, it just seems like they've done everything from extreme politics to harming themselves to put themselves in a position where Democrats are very competitive in a state, again, only has a couple-point Republican lean. They've made it seem much more Republican because Trump's pitch on trade and things resonated with them, and they gerrymandered the hell out of us.
And once again, it should be mentioned that when they come on out there and they, you know, the worst thing that's hurting Republicans right now is these safe Republican seats where they could run a turnip with an R next to its name and its win. And those people have no fear of saying we're going to outlaw abortion. We're going to stop LGBTQ rights. We're going to take us back to the 1880s. And if you're a moderate Republican or you're running in a district which that doesn't fly, the calls come in from within your own house at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, look, that exists in Minnesota, too. Yep. I have to believe that's some of the reason that you guys swept to such historic victories and won back so much in the last election, the same with Michigan. You know, I mean, in a bunch of these Midwestern states where, you know, they bought the Republican pitch maybe in 2016, maybe even in 2018, maybe a few of them even in 2020. But after seeing some of this, some of these working class, particularly, you know, women, but also working class men, a lot of whom are not, you know, religious zealots. They just are more conservative on certain issues, and they may disagree with us on some things, but it comes down to, have you produced for them? Joe Biden's created 800,000 manufacturing jobs. That's the most in 40 years, you know, most since before the Reagan years, right? We're talking about Carter time, and you know, and he's done it through passing a bipartisan infrastructure bill that, you know, that they try to take credit for. Now, he passed the CHIPS bill. We just, in Columbus, we got this huge new Intel, you know, plant. Right. He did it by passing the Inflation Reduction Act, also put a lot of money into manufacturing jobs and education and around manufacturing. And so all the things that these Republicans said they were going to do, all Trump's pitch to these folks, it was just a lie. Joe Biden's actually been doing it. Sherrod Brown's actually been fighting for it. And I'm sure it's the same in Minnesota and the same in Michigan. And so some of these voters that were key swing voters that left us, you know, for a couple of cycles, they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're winning over suburban voters, and particularly women, who the Republicans are alienating, and Gen Z is aging into voting, who are offended by just about everything that Republicans do when they open their mouths each day, which doesn't shock me, because if you've seen the size of some of their mouths, they're gaping. you know, that it's a look, you know, I don't want to, you never get overexcited. We all have a lot of work to do. We have marketing work to do to get out there and tell people who we are and who they are. We've got turnout work to do. We've got whatever. But, you know, after what happened with that Wisconsin Supreme Court seat, where we won a seat that we should have only won by at best 2 points, by about 11 or 12, a couple other special elections where we way outperformed what we should do. And now this election, I mean, I think it should be coming clear that how many people they have alienated. And they can't help themselves, as you said. They've got a lot of these guys have no competition. They come from these right-wing areas and are for all sorts of things that nobody's been for in about 100 years, as you pointed out. And, you know, they can't bring back together sort of a moderate wing and a conservative wing, because the conservative wing has gone so insane and become such authoritarians, dare I say, as as Joe Biden said, semi-fascists.
Yeah.
That they're losing people, you know, constantly. They're bleeding support, as they should be, because they're un-American and they're insane.
Well, and there's an analogy to a Montgomery dock fight that we can, you know, it's like a bunch of guys that think that things are the same way as they've used to been, and they're nothing like it. And I think, you know, it's, but like I said, the entire thing of Ohio is they see this. That's why they're trying to change the game halfway through the game so that the other team can't score. And that is the epitome of it.
No, that is it. That this, you know, they thought they had the state locked up. They don't, right? Peter Thiel parachuted in and gave J.D. Vance $30 million and got McConnell the match with another $20 million. And that's how they beat Tim Ryan by 5 or 6 points. Before all of that happened, it was a 2-point race where we actually had a shot at it. You know, I would have given them the slight edge because, again, they do have a slight edge here. But our, you know, we picked up in all three House seats that were swing seats. We won all three of them, including picking up a seat last time. And you know, so all that got buried underneath the J.D. Vance lost because that was the headline. But underneath, if you looked and you looked at some of the other races and some state legislative races we won, where we overcame some of their gerrymanders, you know, we're not where you are. I wish we were. We're not where Michigan is. I wish we were. But this isn't what people think it is. This is a slight lean red state, and they're doing their best to turn it right back into a purple state right now. And I think we have an excellent chance, you know, especially with Joe Biden's manufacturing record, I mean, which was evidenced with his vote yesterday, and with your 58-59%, including women and Gen Z that are going to turn out that are like crazy to support the pro-choice initiative coming up this November, and then we can go straight into pointing out this corrupt hack, Frank LaRose. You may know the speaker of our Republican speaker of our House
who
took, you know, millions in bribes from First Energy, from failed utilities, so that we, the taxpayers, could bail them out for, and he could become speaker. Just, you know, got sentenced to 16 to 20 years in prison. And guess what? Our Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, shows up in a lot of emails on how he's on our side. He'll be out there talking for us. The only thing we don't have is a paper trail of money that went to him. But he's allied with these corrupt hacks, you know, and he's now taking on Sherrod Brown. And you know what? That's sort of, let's ride this into a huge pro-choice victory this November. And to, you know, I won't say the words that I would say on my show. Let's call it kicking Frank LaRose's butt this November and sending him out of politics forever.
Blue Amp YouTube channel with Cliff Schechter. It's youtube.com/@C Schechter. I'll link to all this a little bit later on. Go out there. If you're not following it, it's exceptional. Travel safe, my friend. We'll have you on before too much longer because we got a lot of other things we got to talk about as well. All right. Okay.
We sure do. Thanks a lot, buddy. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. You make my show better. My show is better when Cliff Schechter is on it. Let's take a break. Come on back. 952-946-6205. We'll elaborate a little bit more on what Cliff was talking about there, as well as get into some other topics as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Hey Twin Cities, it's Latunji from Latunji's Palette. Get ready for an unforgettable day of celebration at the 5-year anniversary of Latunji's Palette and the Elliott Park Block Party. It's happening on Saturday, August 12th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. We want you to head on over to the 1400 block of Grant Avenue and Park Avenue for a fun Saturday afternoon celebration. We'll have free food, gourmet desserts, and refreshing drinks to keep you satisfied. But that's not all. We want you to prepare to be blown away by our lineup of live entertainment featuring Joe Davis, Tanya Hughes, Desdemona, and yours truly, Latunji, and more. Plus, we'll have a special appearance from WCCO's Shayla Reeves, and we have special vendor rates for anyone looking to help their business or nonprofit gain more visibility. For more info on that, 612-382-2021. That's the five-year anniversary of Latunji's Palette and the Elliott Park Block Party, Saturday, August 12th from noon to 5. Details at latunjispalette.com.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey AM950 listeners, my name is JP Derbogosian, and I host This Queer Book Save My Life, the show where LGBTQ guests discuss the queer books that save their lives in conversation with the very authors who wrote them. This week I chat with Father Shannon T.L. Kearns about faith and the future of Christianity through the novel Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit. Plus, Talin Voskuni tells us about her new rom-com, Sorry Bro. I hope you can join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Cliff Schechter in joining us today. We do lose Stein today. He had some personal things to take care of. But what happened is in Ohio is so important because it is an exact mimic of what happened in Wisconsin. And trust me when I say Republicans right now are looking, they can gerrymander this stuff as much as they can. The reality is you need to win statewide races if you're going to have control of the government and you know, and of course your Senate seats. And the problem that they have is they can't, you know, or if you put a referendum on the ballot, like they're going to in Ohio coming up here in November about abortion, there's nothing they can do to stop it because and there was a great map earlier today. I was just looking for it on Twitter. Someone posted the map, which basically pointed out and just had Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, and it had a few areas in blue, the rest of the state was red. And what the argument, what the person said is that in these blue areas, it's basically 59% of the state population, and it's a much smaller area than the red area. But it's 59% of the population, and Joe Biden won that by a substantial amount more. The Republicans, sure, they dominate in these rural small towns. They dominate out there. The problem is that's about 40% of the vote. And the problem with the Republican math right now is that in the last four election cycles, three election cycles and the upcoming one, the trend has been that the third of the country that sits elections out are no longer doing that. And the vast majority of that third is Democrat. And so 2018, 2020, 2022, and now we're getting ready for 2024, that basically you have an energized, angry base with young voters who overwhelmingly favor the Democrats and Democratic issues. They are tired of these Republican plans. They are tired of these Republican policies. They do not like the discrimination. They do not like the hate. They just do not. And here you have it where basically they're showing up. The baby boomers are getting older. Many of them are dying off now. That has been the Republican base. And the mentality seems to be, and let me explain something to Republicans about Generation Z. We really don't care. You can't market to us. We were the first generation of people that you guys could not traditionally advertise to. And so this is one of the reasons why many years in my youth, there were more ads talking about, I'm not going to vote and send a message that way, because that was about the only thing they could do is try to seem counterculture and get you to not vote. You've got Generation Z now and the latter part of the millennial generation. I mean, I'd say anyone from the age of 32 and younger who they show up and they vote overwhelmingly Democrat. You can go put these initiatives out there. But if you can't, if you've got really bad trends. You control rural America, which is an aging, sparsely populated area. In the state of Minnesota, it's basically 40% of the state population. And you dominate there. But in the 60% of the state population, which, once again, numbers are hard, that's a lot bigger than 40%. The Democrats dominate. And every time one of your moron Republicans, Walter, goes on out there, or ZZ Flop, or Mary, or Draz, or Gruny, any one of your idiot, Lucero, oh God, Lucero, anytime one of these guys comes out here and says, we're going to make it illegal to be LGBTQ in Minnesota, they're so just in it for themselves. They have no concept that what they're doing is preventing themselves from ever being in the majority. I'm not going to stop you. Good luck with all that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I want to come on back. I got to touch on two things here, which are, oh God. Yeah, Republicans at their worst, as always. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out betterfuturesminnesota.com. That's betterfuturesminnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for a chance for thunderstorms today with a high near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 82. Scotch Mama's offers huge taste out of a little place. They offer mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicollet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Find their menu and more at scotchamamas.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Jolene Jones going to join us from, this is from the Native American Community Development Institute, to talk about this, the Make Voting a Tradition what that program does, as obviously I'm doing a lot of great work out there as we're getting our voter turnouts are pretty good and start to get pretty good in our day. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I want to give you, Republicans are not lost. They are intentionally doing what they're doing. They're not misguided. They know that they're making this up. They know they're doing this. When it comes to the agenda that they're pushing, this far-right agenda, where it's basically trying to change the rules so the other team can't score, or, you know, changing the rule, you know, education and trying to do this, or trying to force religion on people, they know what they're doing. I don't want anyone sort of saying, oh, well, they don't get it. They don't understand. No, they understand what they're doing. I'll give you an example of this. So if you've not paid attention to Florida, of course, with their education policy, has basically let the racist and bigot white suburban people in Florida take control of the schools. And not only have they done such things as removed books, which they have determined, they're pro-book ban. And they keep saying, we're not banning books, we're just banning them. And they'll say it like that. They'll say it like that. And you're like, did you just hear you saying, stop accusing me of banning books? I just don't want anyone to read these. Okay, do you understand what the word banning means to me? This is the problem here. We need a remedial class on what the word banning does mean. They have thrown out National Geographic out of the classrooms because it's got an agenda. Shakespeare out of the classrooms, it's got an agenda. But anytime someone says, hey, you know, if we're going to ban books that have violence and you know, kind of, you know, some nasty stories, well, probably the Bible shouldn't be in the school. How dare you violate my wholesome beliefs? They know what they're doing. In replacement of books, they are getting school videos. Basically, because this is Florida schools. We're going to remove every book out of the school, and then we're going to take these far-right organizations like Prager University and take their videos, and they made some kids' videos, and they're putting them in the classroom, not to teach history, but to drive an agenda. Case in point, slavery. And if you haven't seen the Prager University video of Christopher Columbus,
I've seen a few of these. These are all just like creepy cartoon kind of videos. They're just odd.
They're very much agenda driven. They're very much, you know, trying to rewrite history. The most infuriating part about this, because this is, like I said, they are not trying to hide it anymore. They don't care. Columbus, now, and I'll get back to this point here. So Columbus kinds of goes, hey, this was normal for the time when I was alive. Slaves were, everybody had them. Not true. We all had them. By the way, it was better to be a slave than dead. Now, let's just stop right there. Do you understand how offensive trying to validate slavery by using the justification of the slave owners to validate it? Because that's something a slave owner would say. Well, you can be my slave or I can kill you. Because that's what they did. Slave owners killed their slaves all the time. No, they didn't. Yeah, they did. Oh, God, they did. They didn't care. They did not care. Prager University, this is a video being shown in Florida classrooms to kids, to black children in the Florida school districts, black children who are descended from slaves, that, hey, slavery wasn't that bad because they could have killed you. Holy God, you're all going to burn in hell. Y'all going to burn in hell. Seriously. Holy God. What an absolutely unbelievable thing to say, because that is what the slave owners would have said to Justice. I'm a humanitarian. He can work for me as long as he's alive. If he doesn't want to work, I'll kill him. It's his choice. Like, that's a win. Like, that's a win. See, slavery was great. We taught you trades. We taught you skills. You were alive. No, slavery was horrible. There was no redeeming quality to it. This wasn't a trade school, you jackasses. You racist pieces of crap. You racist pieces of crap. There was no training here. This was no skill. This was hard manual labor. Because that's why they had the slaves. So they didn't have to do the hard manual labor. And the poor whites of the South were the ones who might have been a barrel maker or a blacksmith, not the slaves. Now, I would make this point that even at the time of Christopher Columbus, late 1400s, early 1500s, he was so atrocious and evil that the hierarchy of Europe at the time thought he was a monster. Let's not candy coat this. So you have I'm a Christopher Columbus. Hey, da, 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 da. You have this kind of, you know, caricature of Christopher Columbus. You're leaving out the, 9 and 10-year-old native girls he kidnaps to sell as sex currency. As any Republican who wants to put the Christopher Columbus statue back up at the state capitol. Let me repeat that for you. Christopher Columbus stole 9 and 10-year-old native girls and sold them as sex currency. That guy, who's now a cartoon character talking about how slavery is cool. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. He violently mutilated and tortured these people before killing them. Like I said, in the 14, 1500s, he was considered to be so horrible that he was considered a monster. By them. And they were there in the Spanish freaking Inquisition at the time. They knew how to mistreat people. And they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell is Columbus up to? Think about that. But then now he's a happy cartoon character. Hey. Holy God. Oh, Republicans. Come on. Just stop. Stop it. You're not fooling anyone. Nothing is more pathetic than a dumbass who thinks they're clever, okay? And that's what you are. You're just a bunch of dumbasses, racist dumbasses, who think, I'm clever. You see what I did? I put an okay sign with my spread fingers in the photo. And if someone says, aren't you a white supremacist? I would say, I was just putting out the okay sign. You're not clever. We all see you. You're just a bunch of racist pigs. That's all you are. And without a doubt in my mind, this is a bunch of white people dictating. You know how we should treat slavery. Oh, dear Lord. Oh. And now they've got another video. Who's the other video where they've got the guy?
Is it Frederick Douglass?
Frederick Douglass talking about how Black Lives Matter is horrible. Frederick Douglass going down to condemn Black Lives Matter. I guess the Prager University version of Frederick Douglass, I shouldn't have escaped being a slave. I should have stayed down there and gotten a trade. What are you guys doing? Oh, Beth is in North St. Paul. She wanted to chime in on the Prager University vids. Why not? Hey, Beth.
Yes, hi, this is Matt.
Yeah, this is Matt. How are you?
Good, good. Oh, I love what you're saying. It is, you are telling the truth, dude. You are telling the truth.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
of when I was in so-called sheltered workshops and got yelled at. You know, I got paid, you know, such horribly low wages as a disabled person. This is the same kind of crap that fascist DeSantis is lying about, with slaves.
Hey, Beth, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call very much. Very nice words. It is. It's Donald Trump actually mocked a disabled man. Donald Trump actually said, I was going to rape a married woman. And you all defended him. And so is it really a surprise now that's like, people talk about slavery as a bad thing? No, it's a bad thing. It is. No, shut up. Do I have to have a guy swim towards me and grab a guy with a folded chair to take care of this? All right. But I want to make sure you understand how the Trump effect, like I said, Trump did these things. The Republican Party today is they're just echoing that. Slavery wasn't bad. Black people were better off in slavery. I mean, that's basically what they're kind of saying. They're echoing the validation of slavery. They're echoing the arguments of the slave owners. You could be dead or you could be a slave. Those were the options. And that is, they're making a point over here. I mean, it is that real crazy. Now, one of the things that as well has influence, I mean, just like I said, this is, you go look at what happened in Ohio. You look at what's going on in Florida. Let's look at what's happening in the church. Evangelical Christian leader Russell Moore revealed this week that many evangelical pastors have become alarmed that their Trump-loving congregants have become so militant, they're even rejecting the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's right. Not just a statement, an actual person. In this story, it goes, you can use it interchangeably here, I think. Jesus Christ. All right. Once again, I want to make sure I didn't bury the lead here. This is a Christian pastor who say the fellow Christians don't like, let's see, the first C-H-R-I-S-T. Hey, that's the same six letters as the last name of Jesus. What are the odds? In an interview, Moore said that multiple pastors had told him disturbing stories about the congregants being upset when they read from the Sermon on the Mount, in which Christ espouses the principles of forgiveness and mercy as central to Christian doctrine. Multiple pastors have told him essentially the same story about quoting the Sermon on the Mount parenthetically in their preaching, turning the other cheek, and to have someone come to you and say, "Where you get your liberal talking points?" Moore revealed, and what was alarming to me is that most of these scenarios when the pastor said, "Well, I'm literally quoting Jesus Christ," the respondent would not be, "Well, I apologize." Nope. The response would be, "Yeah, but that doesn't work anymore. That's weak. We need a tough guy. We need warrior training here in the Jesus Christ. Warrior training." Wow. And by the way, Christian faiths, you have no one to blame but yourself when you forsook the Bible and basically started preaching Republican talking points. When you guys started doing that and placing Republican talking points over Christian teachings, guess what? This was only a matter of time. Moore, who's been an outspoken critic of many evangelicals' embracing of Trump, argues that this has led him to conclude that America evangelical Christianity is now in crisis. You'll think. You know, I like this whole Christianity thing, but you got to get rid of that Jesus Christ, that loving, compassion, feeding the hungry, taking care of the sick. I mean, he's woke. You can't have a woke leader in the church. You know, he's got to be about getting a kick-ass jet ski. That's what that's got to be like. That'd be a very different story. The gospel according to Evan Rood, I guess. I don't know where you're going with that. Moore also said that one problem is that many Christians simply feel alienated and lonely as politics have come to take over community outlets the churches once held. The roots of the political problem really do come down from disconnection, loneliness, sense of alienation. Even the churches that are still healthy and functioning regularly, church going is not what it used generally was a generation ago, in which the entire structure of the week was defined by the community. You guys have no one to blame but yourself. You got into bed with the Republican Party. And then you sit there and you have the audacity to ask yourself the question, why are all the people who are not far-out Christians not coming to church anymore often? You know what we need is a bake sale. You're already cooked, dude. You're already cooked. You know that Jesus character you got there in this Bible thing? I'll tell you what. You know, what is he Joe Biden Jr.? Is that where he is? Feeding the hungry? I mean, come on, man. Not wasting my taxpayer dollars. Jesus would be on my side. He loved the tax collectors. He loved the leaders that were forcing their agenda on people. He loved that. Have we talked about how, you know, you know, the wealthy people need to be worried? They're more divine. I have a needle. Something like that. I can't remember the whole thing. Stan is in Chanhassen. Let's get him in here before the break. Welcome on in, Stan.
Yeah, see, the Columbus thing, you know, the Florida school thing is so absurd. It's almost like a Saturday Night Live parody. It's hard to believe that it's even being discussed this way. But, you know, left out of that equation is a couple things. One is the accidental genocide. I mean, Columbus and all the explorers brought viruses and germs to the new world that for which the people had no defenses, right? So flu could run amok. These people had no. So I mean, how many people died of that result? I don't know. And then the other ones were more intentional. Captain Cook knew that most of his crew were infected with venereal disease, but they were allowed to run amok among the islands. And,
oh yeah.
You know, it's a sad tale. And I'm, you know, you don't necessarily want to ascribe anything nefarious to all of that, but it sure doesn't look like a great thing that happened to the people that he visited, right?
And Stan, if I can step in here. It's nefarious. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate the phone call. It is nefarious. It is nefarious. If you're letting him go, if people go off the boat, you know, are sick. You don't have good intentions there. You're at the very least saying, well, a bunch of those people will get sick. That's your best case scenario. That seems pretty nefarious. You know, they try to wipe out numerous times. You know, they would take disease-laden blankets and give it to natives. They did, because they knew it would wipe them out. Or at least wipe out so many of them, it would be easy to run them off the land or just kill them when they needed to. They did that a lot. Nope, it was nefarious. And that was, but I will, Stan, I'll give you this credit here. If it wasn't as direct as a lot of the horrible things that Christopher Columbus did. Christopher Columbus just intentionally slaughtered lots of people. And so at the best case scenario, he sent sick people into towns, not caring about the people that he was about to go, they're about to be around. I don't find frankly, as opposed to Republicans with slavery, I can't find a positive side of Christopher Columbus, okay? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
AM 950 Radio is celebrating Minnesota Broadcasters Week of Kindness by highlighting organizations that work tirelessly to strengthen our democracy. This week, we shine a spotlight on the Native American Community Development Institute and their project, Make Voting a Tradition, or MVAT. MVAT is a community-focused, people-powered change initiative working to increase voter participation in the American Indian community. MVAT provides political and environmental information in the form of readily accessible resources. The goal is to ensure that our community members know that their voice and vote can create change. They build voter turnout by collaborating with talented artists and influencers to create both fun and compelling content focused on critical issues that matter to Indian country. MVAT mobilizes on a state level to engage all Minnesota tribal nations. By supporting organizations like NACTI and Make Voting a Tradition, Together, we can create a brighter future for all of us. At AM 950, we are proud to stand with MVAD in strengthening our democracy. Remember, your vote matters.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, what has replaced Freud?
Sigmund Freud popularized the idea that we can have unconscious thoughts and desires.
But Freud was certainly no scientist, and his particular views have mostly been abandoned.
So are newer theories about automatic systems or implicit attitudes any more scientific?
Or are you just saying that because you hate your father?
What has replaced Freud? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. It is amazing to see. And once again, this is because what you've got is this. Let's just break down the hierarchy. You have a lot of wealthy people who basically want to live here under the safety and security of the United States of America, have all the benefits of it. They just don't want to pay for it. That they, during the Reagan 80s, were starting to get convinced that, hey, I'm benevolent, I'm golden, I'm better than other human beings because I'm rich. And so they basically, the Republican Party quickly jumped in there and said, sure, we'll forsake everything. We'll get rid of public schools, the postal service, NASA, we'll get rid of everything. And every tax dollar, and what we'll do is we'll lie to the American people. We're going to tell them we're going to give your tax dollars back. And we have no intention of giving your tax dollars back. What we'll do is give all the tax dollars to the wealthy. And make sure you understand, there are a lot of wealthy people that actually make money at tax season. There are. Because the Republican Party gives them, when you factor in tax breaks, corporate tax breaks, all these things, they're raking in the cash. And whose cash are they raking in? They're raking in your cash. And they got to keep cut. And for the Republicans, it became this unbelievable challenge to say how we could screw people over, get rid of the unions. Okay, then we start cutting and cutting. And basically, I mean, a great example of that is, hey, all you wealthy people, get into privatized school systems. We'll crash the public school system in a lot of these states. Basically create a system which is so inadequate and so futile to try to fix that basically everyone's going to throw their hands in the air. And then we'll present the fact that, well, we've got this private company over here that we can just give all the taxpayer dollars to, and they can basically just teach a test and everyone's going to succeed. They have figured out ways to drive our money from us to the wealthy people left and right. And it's terrifying where we're at. To keep this in line, you know, you look at this. Look, they're creating such a bad public education system in some of these states that the only option is going to be to privatize them. And they went out there, and what did they do? They went out starting in the 70s and said, well, we're going to recruit all the religious people. In the post-Nixon era, when they had lost all traction, they said, well, we're going to be anti-Roe v. Wade. We're anti-abortion. We're pro-life. Now execute that guy. Now, that's kind of who they are. And they finally achieved this, and they finally got here, and now they don't know. They've been pushing the church further and further to the right, and now the church itself is trying to throw Jesus Christ out of the church. Some churches are. Some Christians are. While at the same time, basically frantically trying to find something to replace the dependable outrage of Roe v. Wade with, so that they can basically go on out there and trick conservative Christian voters into continuing to vote for them. And to a point, they've done that with anti-transgender, anti-drag queen stuff. But the reality is they it's starting to swing back. Hour two, that's up next.
Is your remote workforce putting your company at risk? Cyber criminals are targeting your employees with COVID-19-inspired emails and attacking businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. Rimark has the tools and expertise to enable your employees to work securely from home. If you need help getting your staff to work remotely and securely, call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com. That's 651-328-8900 or RimarkIT.com.
Affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate food is accessible right in the heart of the American Indian Cultural Corridor at Four Sisters Farmers Market. They embrace inclusivity and accessibility at Four Sisters, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits, market bucks, guest produce market bucks, cash, and cards. So enjoy the abundance of fresh food regardless of your payment method at Four Sisters Farmers Market. Open Thursday.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.